All right, let's try that. So, Ken Buxton, welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you.
All right. So, you've been with the animal shelter for a little over a year. We'll talk about that in a little bit, your time there. But first, let's get an update on what's happening at the shelter.
Okay. Well, the time of year, you can expect that there's a lot of activity with animals, making more animals. So, I've got those. I've got 3 litters of kittens. And as I discussed earlier, they're not ready for prime time yet, but they will be in a couple weeks. And let's see, eight other cats, adult cats at the shelter. They all need homes. I have a few that are not as ready as others, and we're socializing them. I'd like to spend time with an animal and get it ready for humans, socialize it, if you will. So... that's what I have for cats. For dogs, I've got 2 dogs I brought over from Wrangell. They've been here a while. They are a volunteer favorite, and they get plenty of walks and love. And shout out to the volunteers. I could not run the animal shelter without them. No doubt about it.
So you have a lot of cats. Is that usual for the shelter to have a lot of cats?
There are usually more cats than dogs. It just seems to be sick as way is cats. I would say 50% of the cats that come to the shelter are surrendered because of either someone's condition in their home has changed, they're moving, and they just can't take them with them. There are a percentage that just show up in the outside. I call it the cat house. It was built by the Coast Guard for me. And it's a place where people can safely put their cat until a volunteer myself shows up and brings it inside the shelter and makes it comfortable. I want people to know that they can do that. Sometimes people feel a little bit ashamed that they feel like they've failed. Well, I wish they wouldn't, because we all fall on hard times. And for them to sacrifice that emotion and bring an animal to the shelter is an act of love in itself. So they got to do that, but shed that guilt. If you want it to be anonymous, give me a note. Let me know about the cat. Let me know how old it is. Let me know if it's spayed or neutered, because some of these veterinarians around here don't leave me a scar to figure it out if they're spayed. And the neuter part I can, but... give me a note if you can. I would really appreciate that.
So, Ken, you've been here just a little over this position, just a little over a year. What would you say your philosophy is of managing the animal shelter?
Well, I try to balance the needs of the community with the needs of the animal, and it can be done. I've realized fairly... substantial donations, which allows me to keep animals around a long time. If I have the space, they got a home. They got a home at the shelter, and we're going to, I was mentioning a cat that was there for 6 months. That I don't even think that's the longest one. And somebody walked in. There were all these other animals around, brushing up against them, seeking attention, and the one cat hiding in the corner, the person looked at and said, "That's the cat I'm taking home." And you know, when that happens, we gotta be tough and everything. So I try not to get too choked up until after they leave. But when you have an animal around for that long, and somebody walks in, and you figure that animal may potentially live its life out at the shelter. 10 or 12 year old cat, and somebody wants it, it's not easy to hold it together sometimes, you know?
Is that what makes this job worth it for you?
Absolutely. When you get a dog out of the road, it's satisfying. When you talk to a homeowner who doesn't understand that their dog is barking when they're not at home, and you relieve a neighbor of that nuisance, and you help a homeowner come up with a solution for that animal. That's satisfying. not everyone's on your side, and that is the same with anything. So I just move forward. But there's a lot of satisfying moments with the job.
What's challenging for you, have you found over this past year?
Well, challenging, there's a few things, but I think the most challenging thing is to get through to people about the leash law. And I wish to make people understand that the leash law is really, in my mind, to protect the dog. It isn't to protect the animal, because if we protect the dog, we've accomplished everything else that we need to accomplish. The dog can't get into a dog fight, maybe. You know, it does happen. But the chance is less. The dog doesn't run out and get into traffic. The dog doesn't get distracted. The my dog doesn't do that thing isn't going to work, because it could be an eagle, a raven. They drop a piece of salmon in the road. There's a loud noise. It distracts the dog. My dog never did this before. I hear it too many times. And unfortunately, when you hear those things, it's usually at a very unfortunate moment for that dog owner. So leash them up, and in trucks as well. I don't have the power to pull people over. That's not the set of lights I have on the top of my truck. So the dog's dancing on the toolboxes in the truck going down the road. Concerns me. I think it concerns a lot of people. And we have had animals fall out of the trucks here in Sitka. And the ones that were tethered, we've had them dragged. So let's please think about getting the dogs secure in the back of the truck. You pull into the parking lot, you go into Lakeside or C-Mart or wherever you're doing, and the dog should be secure as well, so that someone passing by doesn't get in any trouble. So think about that, because it is important to keep those animals safe, and you can't take it back. You can never take it back.
There are a couple of other things you'd like to remind folks about, dog parks and cat traps.
Oh, yes. If you got any cat traps checked out and you're not using them, please, please bring them back to the police department, drop them off. No harm, no foul, but I have many cat traps, and I've only got one, and I'm holding on to it so that when I need to trap a mother, when I find a litter of kittens, I can do that, and that's what's been going on lately. So consider bringing those traps back if you're not actively using them. I get a lot of calls and emails about the off-leash areas and the dog parks, and they are a bonus for Sitka, and people that use them, I know, appreciate them. But I want you to know that if you're using it, you got to walk your dog there on leash. You've got to clean up after your dog, obviously. We spend a lot of money and effort keeping those fields together as a community, not just putting poop bags out and signs up, but maintaining the field for the people that use it, which is usually children. And they shouldn't, when they're sliding into home, they shouldn't slide into anything else. So some interesting things that you might not know. Let's see, if your dog dug a hole in the field, you want to take care of that. If your dog's there off leash, even if you were the first one there, it isn't first come, first serve. If your dog isn't behaving when other dogs are in the field, you're going to leash it up. And get together and talk. People who don't know each other, they meet at a dog park. I think, what a better time to say, hey, I've got a puppy here. He may come up and interact with your dog. Is that okay? If they say no, don't be offended. That's their right. And they want to do their thing. But they may just say, yeah, that's fine. And they may get down and want to spend time with your puppy as well. I know that's how I do. And watch the times, because if even if it isn't scheduled, if some children want to play on that field, that's that. There are some dedicated parks. The one at Turnaround, that's just for dogs. And I appreciate anyone who would let me know the condition of the parks. There's this, the fence, anything. I try to stop by every park once or twice a week to see how it's doing, to see if it's being cleaned up, holes. One time there was some mulch dropped there, and it was a little bit dry. So we wanna keep an eye on that.
Well, how can folks get a hold of you and the animal shelter?
The non-emergency police line, 747-3245, is an easy way if you want to make a report. If you do that, that's for something that you might want to make sure is on record, because that's going to be, you're going to be talking to a police dispatcher, and then she's going to take your complaint and likely forward you up, so you can also put that on my phone up at the animal shelter. I kind of dispatch myself from time to time. And then the animal shelter phone number is 747-3567. And that's for animal business that is, you know, looking for an animal, want to surrender an animal, adopt, whatever. But that non-emergency police line is good for filing complaints.
Okay. Well, Ken, thanks you so much for coming in this morning and talking with us.
Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with Ken Buxton, Sitka's Animal Control Officer and Director of Sitka's Animal Shelter.